This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, he's a two-time major champion, a 10-time winner on the PGA Tour, two-time winner on the Champions Tour. It's a pleasure to have my friend Fuzzy Zeller back on the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Fuzz.
Don, how is everything? And how is everything in beautiful Augusta, buddy?
Everything is just fine. How about yourself?
All good. It's all good.
Hey,
it's all good, Johnny.
There was a guy on television last weekend that looked a lot like you, but he was making putts. What were you trying to prove with all that?
Well, I just I wanted to make sure we defended our crown up there in that major scramble that we had up there at the 3M. I had a new partner, Andy North, took place of Lee Trevino because Lee jumped over with the big boys. So David Graham and I had to just dust him off just one more time.
You'd look like you were having a good time, though.
That's a great time. Again, with Hollis Kavner, who runs the golf tournament up there with Pro Links. You know, he kind of uses me wherever. I said, just use me to your advantage. If you want me to do all the pro-ams, I'll do that. You want me to play in this Legends of Golf part, I'll do that, or I'll play in the tournament, either or. And he always sticks me in the Legends of Golf because I don't know that I'm pretty good at pro-ams. You know, guys always have a good time with me. So I got to play, five, six pro-ams and the one day of golf. It was a nice week. It was a very good week.
You know, I know they bring out these legends. They do it in Houston. They do it there in Minnesota. Could that happen more often, or is it too tough to coordinate schedules?
Well, not really, because, I mean, they put them out afterwards, after the guys. It works out fine. The only kind of somewhat embarrassing is if we don't have our big names up there leading their golf tournament, then most of them fall back and follow the legends.
Well,
you know, a lot of these, and John, a lot of these people never got to see or be up close with Jack Nicklaus and Lee Trevino. You know, it's a shame Arnie's getting a little older now, but he's still, just his presence there was a big plus for the tournament.
How is he? You saw Arnold last weekend. How's he doing?
But he's doing fine.
Okay.
You know, his hips are kind of giving way on him, which, you know, I guess at 85, something's got to give. I mean, it's all not going to be a rosy. I remember my mother, who passed at 88, she said, the glory years are just hell. They're not what everybody thinks. But, you know, he's doing fine. He's wobbling right around. He's not playing any golf. And that kind of kills him. But mentally, he's as sharp as a tack. It's just the body's kind of giving away now.
Couple of other things. You know, there's talk that Bernhard Langer could get named to a European Ryder Cup team. Can you see that happening? How do you think he'd do if that happened?
Well, I think he would do fine. I mean, he is definitely on a roll. He's playing the best golf, really, of his life right now. And why not pick him? I mean, he's a wily old veteran. There's nothing going to shake him. He's driving the ball accurately. He's hitting a lot of great iron shots, and his putter is hard in a firecracker right now.
He almost looks like he's playing better at 57 than he did at 37 or 47.
Yeah, exactly. No, he is. But it all comes stemming down to that driving the ball in the fairway, and also with the putter. That long putter has really saved his career.
We are talking with Fuzzy Zeller here on the Augusta Golf Show. All the talk about Tiger's back issues. You've had back issues. How hard is it to play at that level when you got a sore back?
No, you can't do it. It's not hard. You just got to bristle up, just say, I can't do it, and be done with it. I understand he did show up today down at the PGA down in Louisville there.
Yep.
It's great for the tournament that he did, but you know, those spasms, once they hit your spine and go down, you burn down your leg, God, it's a terrible pain. And I feel for him because I've had, three back surgeries, and I have come out of every one of them, which I've been very, very fortunate to do.
I saw the Fuzzy Fuzzy's Vodka Car in the Indianapolis 500. Were you there in Indy? How fun is it to have that name and that logo on those cars?
Yeah, I was there from Sunday to Sunday, so yeah, it was a great week, Johnny. I mean, you know, that's a great advertisement tool for the Fuzzy Vodka. That came about 4 years ago, and my partner was sitting with Tony George then, and just, you know, Tony just mentioned, would you be interested in this, you know, the availability came up with Ed Carpenter's race team. Eddie wanted to go on his own and build his own team, and we've had a great relationship. We've gotten a lot of great exposure from Eddie driving the car around, and of course, Mike Conway driving the car in the street courses. So it's been good. We've enjoyed it. It's a different life now. It's, you know, I always tell everybody that I'm trying to slow my life down and I get into IndyCar. You figure it out. You think I'm not a little bit. I might have issues.
You really? Really?
Yeah, small issues.
You got
all my issues are in the fast lane.
You got subscriptions. You don't have issues.
Maybe that's what it is, but
I'm curious, Fuzzy. You don't seem like this kind of, have you kept a lot of stuff from your playing career? I mean, do you hang on to things? Have you got, you know, I can't believe you've got any money clips, because I know what you use for a money clip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, broccoli. Yeah, I go in and buy 3 yards of broccoli and get 3 rubber bands. Those are the best money clips money can buy, and are cheap.
Do you keep?
No, I'm not really. I'm not really a pack rack. I don't really. Yes, I have the money clips from certain tournaments and stuff that I put in my trophy case, but as far as being a pack rat and keeping everything, I don't do that.
You having more fun playing golf, hunting, or fishing these days?
Well, see, fishing is just about over for the year, and now the hunting season starts here in September. I'm going out elk hunting with a bow and arrow out to Wyoming, so that ought to be fun for about 10 days. Then I get back and play one more tournament at the first tee out of Pebble Beach. And then I'll be back in the tree stand hunting the whitetail. So, you know, my life's not that difficult. I'm kind of enjoying it right now.
Oh, good. You choose the first tee event because it's at Pebble, or because it's first tee, or why?
Well, it's because I've got the kids.
Okay.
Kids are involved, and I enjoy that. That's fun for me. And then I play with the group, the kids from Valparaiso, Indiana. So it's I being a Hoosier, I always like to see the young men, young women I've met some that just do good. And, I mean, when I say do well, I did a fundraiser for the first tee this year up at Valparaiso, and the smiles on those kids' faces were just heartwarming. So it's working. It's a great program. It's a great program for kids to get involved in. And then when you see them grow up and graduate from college, which I've been able to do here, and see them go on and better their lives, it gives you a nice feeling.
Well, you're always there when I pick up the phone and ask you to be on the show. I appreciate that. Are you playing well at all? I mean, are you playing good golf or what?
Yeah, I'm hitting the ball pretty good right now.
Oh.
I won't tell anybody, but no, but I don't have to do it. I think that's the reason why I'm playing good. I don't have to do it. But things are pretty good right now.
All right, well, good. I'm glad you said yes to this. Go have a great time at Pebble Beach, and how often do you hit a deer with a bow and arrow?
Well, every time I aim at them.
Really?
You know, I don't take wild shots. Yeah, I don't take wild shots. I go down to about 40 yards. Other than that, I'll sit there and watch them. But, you know, to get your quarry in within 20, 30 yards of you and stick an arrow to them, that's a very rewarding feeling.
For you?
Yeah.
Not so much for the deer.
Well, I know, but I eat the stuff, so deer meat's tremendous.
Oh,
I enjoy deer meat. You know, I enjoy being outdoors.
Do you cook the venison on the grill?
Yes, we do.
All right. Fuzzy,
yes, we do.
I always appreciate the time. Stay well, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, buddy, good talking to you. Take care of yourself. Tell everybody hi to Augusta for me.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Bye, buddy. You got fun.
All right. Take it easy. See you, Fuzz.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.